דרכי השם ישורים, צדיקים יאירחו בו ורשעים יכשלו בו. For a long time I never wanted to speak about Maaser Kesofim. A lot of times people hear a shiur, a half a shiur, or they get tired, they live in the middle, or they don't listen in Ganzen. And people could take out chas v'sholem, kules, that are not meant to be taken out from such a shiur, like Abi Maaser Kesofim. But you know, ich will gehen durch the sugya klar. I mean, I've heard business of, you know, what Klal Yisrael does, what Klal Yisrael doesn't do. We'll try to go into details a little bit. There's a lot of minhogim and a lot of psokim. Aber ihr erinnert auf Regen sein Rebbe, ich sag, was kommt aus, als ob ich gehe auf meine Rabbi. Es true shit is be'etzem an the chiyuv of Maaser Kesofim. The first shit is Maaser Kesofim de'iraise. It's a chiyuv de'iraise. If a person makes $100, he has a chiyuv de'iraise to give $10 to tzedakah. Maybe ta'anim or the tzedakah, but he has a chiyuv de'iraise to give it to tzedakah. As they state in Tesis and Tainis Daftes, as they state in Mordechai and Babekame, Mul Rishonim, ich will nicht gehen rein zu der ganzen Regime, the Biur HaGro, the Gro is one of the main shittes here in Maaser Kesofim, but the Goyen is in Yeredeye and Simon Reishman Tess, Ichritz Doke Ois Beis. Birushalmi Isse Shamaiser Oni Meg Afilu Bekesofim Vialfilu Leikabet Az Hashem Mehoincho Umereishis Kol Tvuoscho. It's a hekesh. The Daskanim from Balei HaTosfos says in Bereishis Chof Ches Posuk Chof Beis al Posuk that Yankev Avinu says V'chol Asher Titen Li Aser Asrenu Loch Yankev Avinu Tiken Liten Maaser Kesofim. So other it's a day, the first sheet of all, other it's a day reise, other it's a takone from Yankev Avinu. The second sheet is that it's the Rabbono. So see the Ma'aril, the Taz B'das Abis Yosef, the Noi B'Yude. The third sheet is that it's a minig. As they state in Bach, in Shin Lamed Aleph, Ma'aram Boruch, Shut Pnei Yeshua, the Rav Kiva Eiger in the Mishnayos, in the beginning of Peyeh, Gedenk an this Rav Kiva Eiger, in the beginning of Peyeh, the first Mishnah is Rav Kiva Eiger, ומה שדורשו בספרי עשר תעשר לרבויס פרקטימטיה, אבל זה ספרי that you have to give מייסר אסמכת בעלמה, וזה בורו אני הזדהיתי. זוגנו הוא חשולחון, it's only a minig, זוגנו מישיב דובר, it's only a minig. So we have three שיטס. We have no שיטס, טייספס, and מורדכן, and out of רישיינים, it's די רייסה. And the goyim shulchan aruch nemtzachon is deiraisa. We have to know people are machbir. Now listen, you want to be yoitzes from shit is deiraisa. Now, lemashu, you take a esrig. They tell you, it's okay. No, so why you want it to be mishaps, a ganzen? So now a shit of a black dot, it's not good. Then you have a adasim, it's missing some leaves. Yeah, but so now a shit that it has to have. So so now a shit that maaser kesofim is deiraisa. So now a shit is the rabbonon. Und sie da schitter, that it's a minig. Na, ikar achroi, that it's only a minig. Das ist der ikar achroi. Zet, reshoi mi koshluba. Bei uns a minig im Kahal Yisrael ist auch so choshe vizach. We'll get to it about. Aber nach gedenken first, what is the aloche? What is the nefke minig? What is the nefke minig? Ich mein ich chas besholem to mitzayef, because it's a minig to be makel. Aber es ist a nefke minig like this. What would be if someone is poor? This is very negeah to a lot of the klolim who try to say some lemaisa dike aloches. But it's very hard. You know, every time when someone asks maisa ksofim, tell them I have to ask you some personal questions. And this is be'etzem the answer. If someone is poor, if someone is a oni, the gather of the minig of klal Yisrael to give maisa oni, maisa ksofim was, maisa get, what we call, the minig was begeder tzedakah. The meaning a person that is potter min a tzedakah is potter from meiser geld. We'll have to see later what is the shiur if considered poor that you're not mechuyev to give meiser ksofi. But this is nafke minig that if it's a halacha, we'll see later the goyin learns that it's mamish azevi tevel. Azevi tevel, Chaim zogt in Avas Chesed, that azevi tevel is tovul, a person that didn't take meiser geld from his money is treif. It's treif, the geld is treif. It's a treifdike geld, if it's deraisa. If it's a mineg, so it's more like a tznakedike mineg. Chaim even had that one to say that it's a treif. But if it's a deraisa, the moshel, we never heard that an oni doesn't have to mafresh to the maisers. Even maiser oni, the oni has to take off. So no, I don't have money. So you're allowed to eat tevel. A coin is allowed to eat tevel. Coin has to mafresh tumah. The lady has to mafresh maiser rishon, and the oni has to mafresh maiser. Maiser, you have to be mafresh. So if it's the raiser, the rabbanon is begidrei maiser. So b'meile, even the oni is chayv, and there's no excuse. Vayl we paskin leikar haaloche that it's a minek. The mele we make el in anim. Again, people that are machmir at themselves. So we'll see a couple of daily oilam how they write. They were machmir even at the poor. They were machmir to give maaser oni. They were machmir to give maaser oni because they learned that maaser oni is a chiyuv gomu chiyuv deraisa. Like you're not allowed to eat before you mafrish. You're not allowed to use your money before you mafrish. So that was poshut mazei. Even though they were poor and they didn't have money, the olive oil were makbid to be mafresh meiser. Now we have to know that even though it's a minik, if a person all of his life was makbid to mafresh meiser, it becomes like a nether, and if it becomes like a nether, you have to be makbid. Don't say if it's a minig. No, you know, this week I'm short of money, I will stop the minig. Next week I'll go back to the minig. The halacha is minig toiv that you know you move him three times, becomes like a nether. We'll see if you have to have a Torah or not. We'll see later, maybe different kulis. But you have to know. Now, bizman hazeh, some people say that bizman hazeh is even more chomo to do ma'aser ksofim from time of the Gemara. Why? Because bezman hazeh, that is no meiser oni, we can't be mekayim in the payas meiser oni, so b'meile we want to be yotze at least the meiser oni b'ksofim. The stipler in Karyana de Igalte writes down the loshen, b'vatai inyan godol v'kodesh lotet meiser ksofim, u'bil ode ze kimat I efshol lekayim mitzvat tzedakah. V'schus ha'godol. Rav Shachma had someone in the letter ששאלתו בעניין מעשר כסופים לדעתי אין להוקל בזה בשום אופן וחיוב וחיוב הוא להפריש מעשר כסופים ובלוי זה עיוורים בכל רגע על כמה לאווים כמו שכוסה והגרוב המכתוב סיבבו, זה לא רפם דגוין that people that are not מקפיד על מעשר כסופים every minute the עיוור and כמה לאווים every minute the goyen says the עיוור and כמה לאווים. Now before I mamshich, I just want to be mechazik a shtickle the Indian. you know, we took mitzvah, we went to Maaser Ksofim, we were saying Shitas Deiraisa, but we say, no, it's a minhag. So I'm not married the minhag. We have to know like this. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if he most Shitas Rishonim, maybe I want to make him a small akdome. I see a lot of people don't know it. Maybe they'll be clear on what we're talking about. If a person gives tzedakah all of his life, even if he gives more from a tenth from his money, if he most shittes, he's not yoytze meiser ksofim. The Hainu. Maybe he doesn't have to give another tenth after it. Meiser HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be meiser your money, zok davas chesed. You get 100, 10 doesn't belong to you. But if you go, I have $100. Yeah, poor people come, I'm a very nice person, I give. Hashem wants, 10 is not yours. This is the mitzvah of Maaser. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, when a person does this Maaser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a shutef to his nechosim. But this is the chefzer of the mitzvah. To Maaser dan geld. Not to be a big bal tzedakah. 10 is not mine. You could say, okay, I will count in the end of the day. But you have to, the Rishonim mean, al taser donus. You have to meiser it. You have to meiser your geld. For sure, it's all with end. You could come all of your life, and you're never going to meiser. Chutz from that I spoke today, one is a big balgab, it's doke, it's Meshamesh of Shlomo Zalman. So I spoke to him today to get all the clothing of, for 20, 30 years, he was Meshamesh Binyan in Tzedakah of Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that they checked by a lot of people that are big money tzedakahs. And they sat down with them. And they made a cheshbon. And Alamo in the end, they gave less for Maaser. The Sultan is a very chocham. Yeah, geb, every person I give a shekel, two shekel, he makes, $10, $100, I give the whole time. The Sultan doesn't want people to make kind this mitzvah. So he makes the people to feel like when I grace him al Maaser. But if you count it in the end, came out every time you didn't come to attend. And Chazal say, "Pchonuni no bezois, Omar Hashem. Im lo eftach lochem esaru bois ha-shomayim." You know, today people come and tell you, all different, today is a day of moifsim. Yeah. People want to convince you, Lazar, to tell you a moifas. So I was in a place. Said there's an Indian to be mavir al midoisov. To be mavir al midoisov. Call a mavir al midoisov. Said from Chaim Kanievsky, as a boilin piv b'shas merivo, shtei da oilo miskayim al mishe boilin piv b'shas merivo. So oilo miskayim mishe boilin piv b'shas merivo. So he said, yeah, this person is a choshem yid, came over, he said a whole shmuz. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was a person that didn't have kids for 17 years. 17 years he didn't have kids. He went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he told Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I tried everything, 40 days in a kreutzer, 40 days in a mukeh, I said nishmas, shiras chayes, I went to chayrutl, I tried everything. And I don't have kids, I sang the chorus, everything, I don't have kids. So Rav Chaim told him, "Shteit in Chazal, ha'olu miskayim al misha boilem piv b'shas meriva." So you have to find someone that is boilem piv b'shas meriva, and you go over to him and you'll ask for him for a broche for miskayim. Boilem piv b'shas meriva. Person keeps quiet when someone fights with him. We will find a person that is boilem piv. The Moshe says, "Toile eretz al blimo." We'll say it in Rosh Hashanah. Toile eretz al blimo. Ha'ilo miskayim al misha boilem pit b'shas merivo. Belimo. Misha boilem pit b'shas merivo. He keeps quiet. He goes out of Chaim Kanievsky. Where you'll find boilem pit b'shas merivo? He comes home, he sees the invitation for a wedding. Nobody doesn't like to go to weddings. All of his friends are marrying his kids. He has a kinder. He went to this wedding. Comes to the wedding, a person comes over with him. He starts to schmooze to him. In the middle of his schmoozing, because of the person, someone else comes and starts to yell on this person, Mr. Ganev, you build a mic. So Ganev is planning to answer him. Mach mir ha'teve, don't answer. Please don't answer. So he doesn't answer. He says, why? Just don't answer. So, Achmonis doesn't have kids. Erbert nicht zu Bett. I will not answer. Kids, it's quiet. Yenim goes away. After 2 minutes, Yenim comes back. That person that yelled with 10 people. I want you to be Adim. I yelled at him in front of someone and he didn't answer. He's masking that he's a Ganev. Ich will alles zu sein Adim, that I yelled at him and he's masking that he's a Ganev. Kids, Yenim was glad to really answer him. So, mach mir a teve, don't answer. So I said, please make me a teve. Doesn't answer. He says, okay, well tell me why. Just mach a teve. Say now, you'll have a kid in a year. You'll have a kid in a year. So then he told him the whole story. The kid said, after a year he had a kid. So that's the shame in my sin. This is a maifas. So tell you what's a blimo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, V'arikoisi lochem brocho p'chonuni no bezois. Lefi mol shitas reshoinim, it's the only thing you're allowed to check HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tzedoki is not supposed you're allowed to check HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of people check and it doesn't happen, they don't understand why. They're not maisa. Think of a lot of tzedoki. Maisa, 10 doesn't belong to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ubchonuni no bezois. Ubchonuni no bezois. I'll tell you, the reason I decided to speak about Maisa, I'll tell you the truth. I forgot, it was in Gemara, came over to me in Yeshiva a year ago. Where is he, Mamish? He doesn't have what to eat. Mamish, garnished. I told him, you give Maisa? He said, Maisa, I mean, we don't have what to eat. So I told him, Pi Alocha, you potter. You potter. Straight. And Minek, we said, oh, but if you don't have what to eat, I have an Eitzah for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. I have a Maisa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maisa, and you'll have what to eat. Went away. Today, in the middle of Seder, and yesterday, in the middle of Second Seder, he came over to me, and he told me, it worked. I don't know what worked what. He says, we have even extra money already, a lot of extra money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. And it goes on everyone. And a person has to know, don't think to start one day with a grace gvir, then I will give Maisa. And we'll see about maybe it's Choymesh, but you have to know, Yesh lo mono roitze mosayim. To start to get used to, when you get $100, you got 90. When you got $100, you got 90. It becomes a teva, it's not a nisoyan later. It's not a nisoyan. If you only get 90, you'll be upset, you only get 90. When you see 100, you see 90. The Avas Chesed brings down a Yalkut. Tof, tof shin, 1,200 rekim, nizoynim b'schus ha-maisa. And he says even a chidush de Chofetz Chaim, the Chaim Kanievsky brings down that could be that it's better even to even if you want to give more for Maisa, to give first Maisa and then to give the extra. That it will be called Shem Maisa. It says it's a Sefer Maisa Ish from the Chazanish. It's more than a Yid, his wife had a Mesach. They came to the Chazanish for a Bracha. She had problems. The Chazanish said, be Mekabel to be Mafresh Maisa. So Yenim said, Beseder, he promised. He started to go to the door, he turned over to the Chazanish, but you know, I just came to the country and I managed to have where to live, and Chazanish told him, you see, you didn't go out the door, the Yitzhara started. The Yitzhara straight started. The Yitzhara knows what is the answer. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants people to do it. And the Yitzhara has this is the Milchama of the Yitzhara. This is the Milchama of the Yitzhara. So now that we know a little bit, even that it's a minig, we know what is the ganze inyan of Maisa. And it's a shreklach, you know. You see Yidden coming here. They're running around for all brachas. Of a Maisa they don't do. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the Maisa. So let me know that this is the Maisa. No, the brach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu found the zucht andere Sachen. Now, Shir Meiser is like this. Mido Beinenis, Meiser is a tent. A tent. Ein Yofo is a fifth. Choymesh. Now, some people tie the B'Shem the Goen that you have to give Choymesh Alamol. Because the Loshon HaGoen is, in the Igeres, Tzorich Lehafrish Choymesh, Vim lav oiver kamo lavim b'chol rega v'rega. The statement says that the Goyen meant for tzaddikim. Lemaisa, the Roy from Reb Shlomo Zalman, again, I know Sido, Rav Shach writes in a letter to someone, Ve'ani me'oidi hifrashti choymesh. Me'oidi hifrashti choymesh. Rav Shach would say, Adam Mor, when he's older already, you see, I'm not poor. Have this fancy car parking outside. Have all these people around me. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises. You give it happens. Let me tell you, what are you doing? It's called the Kipshutai. I got a ratio. I have everything what I need. Where I need to go, everything is open. People taking me, people in my house, serving me, everything. What I will do with more money? I don't know what to do with more money. But Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Sliyanke Fischer Zatzal, both of them paskin, again, this is that a person that doesn't have money who is necessarily in his house, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, even if he doesn't have money for curtains and these kind of zachen, not to give chaymish, only to give it to. Again, sometimes a person decides he's starker than his soyan, and he's giving chaymish, and maybe we'll have siyata d'shmaya. So be'ikir ha'din, you have to give a tenth. Again, lefi the minhag that we were mekabel on ourselves, that people were mekabel on themselves. We'll see later. The vow, don't be mekabel, no kabores. We'll see later. It's a nusach from Zalman, the stipler, when a person decides from now on to keep myself, what to say before he starts. How to be mekabel it. Because if not, as a shayla after it for a kabole. But the Kabbalah will see about how you have to be mekabel to mafrish ma'asek sofim. If you know that it's poor people that don't have what to eat, or mamish people that don't have clothes, standing in shtot, then could be that me'ikar adin you have to give a choymish. Now, me'ikar adin you're not allowed to give more from choymish. It's like Gemara Baba Kama, ha'mebazbez al yebazbez yeso mi'choymish. Chofetz Chaim and Avas Chesed says that there are 6 cases that you're allowed to give more from Chaimish. Pikuach Nefesh. If a poor person is standing near you, I don't have what to eat. If someone is so rich that even after a Chaimish, he will stay rich. He's allowed to give it. All the praising my mask him to that. So now the case of Chmunish Gein Arayin now. And then there's also Achzokas Teire. For living Teire. What is the raya from Hillel? Chazal say Hillel was a matbeah, and that matbeah he divided. 50% he gave. A half of the matbeah he gave to the shomer to go in to learn, and a half of the matbeah was for the choice of the house. So he gave 50% for Teira. Chazal Kasteira yourself is also Chazal Kasteira. Another Zach, they say, if a person uses his money to buy himself Narash Zachem, without no cheshbon, he flies first class, and every all of the zachen, for no reason he spends money. So for hevel v'rik, so then avada is allowed to be basbis also for mitzvah. So all this looks like the Chofetz Chaim. Now, if a person decides to mekabel on himself, and again, you have to mekabel it, to be matrish meiser k'sofi. The Chofetz Chaim Zok to say these words. You could think them or you could say them. Hareini mikabel bli neder ubli kabole. To decide, hareini mikabel bli neder ubli kabole. If you didn't say it, then it's a shayla of a neder. It's told if you could be samech on the moidoy, Rosh Hashanah, if you cannot be samech, and then you can't stop. Now, to be yotze all of the shittas apoiskim, when you mekabel on yourself to start to be knowing my sirksofim, we'll see later if bochim have to and how much they have to. I will try to say all of the halachas, but you have to say like this: I mekabel b'loy neda b'loy kabole. Aleph, beis. Chaluka samayser tiyeh lefi reois einai. I will decide to who I give the ma'aser. Because if you don't say that, you go into a big shalos of poiskim. Could be you have to give it dafka to poor people. Could be you have to give it to your parents. It's all different klorim who you have to give the money to. And if you say, "Hareini mekabel lechalek lefi reois einai," valetz a minek, Vemeir, you could, as there is Akim Shemazavon Ayabach also, it could be Mechkabel that you will be the one that decide to who it goes. We'll see later what to do. But if not, again, you're going into a Shaila of a Kabbalah. Third thing, to Mechkabel to give it Be'ez Sheyirtze. If you didn't say Be'ez Sheyirtze, could be the Shaila, and this is what the Goyen means, Oiver Al Kamo Lavim. That if people are knocking on the door and you have Meiser money, you have to run to give it to them. The Gemara in the Dorim, Kaima Anim, Oiva Bebal Teacha Le'alta. But if your Kabbalah is, Be'ei Sheyirtze. Another Zach, to be Mekabe, that we are allowed to be Mishtamesh Le'Dvar Mitzvah. I'll explain what is Dvar Mitzvah. Some Dvar Mitzvahs you're not allowed to, some you're allowed to. To buy a Esrei you're not allowed to. But let me say, to do the, you're as a chasame, achmas askale. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. They want to build a mikveh in Stott. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. If you, it's not so portion, because could be meiser ksofim is meiser oni, and we'll have to go to the anim. So I'm from Zalman, b'shas de kabole, to say you mekabel to give it also le dvar mitzvah. And the last Zalman, b'shas de Zalman says to be mekabel, that even when you mafrish meiser, you don't want it to be meiser till you give it to the oni. Because if not, a lot of people, you know, they put in a special account, they put the meiser money. When the money comes, they divide it, a tenth to the meiser. And the oni knocks on the door, you have to give him the money from that pocket. It's about the acher. Shloisha regolim, you're even about the acher. But if you mekabel, again, so these five zachen, you mekabel below the kabbalah of a nedar, you mekabel that you're giving out kefiro yiseinecho be'ez sheyirtze lishtamesh ledvar mitzvah, and the meiser, even when I mafrish it, I don't want it to be momen anim till it comes to the momen anim. Now, I was very misupik if to say over these things. There's a letter in Karyana de Igarte that someone asked the stipler if you're allowed to use the meiser money to all of these achen, mikveh, shuls, yeshivas, some zachen maybe you have to. But I'm saying all different stokas. Or you have to give a dafka to poor people. And the stipler answered him, you're allowed to give it to all of these zachen. The stipler writes him a letter, I didn't mean that you will tell everyone this letter. I meant it to be a private letter. Not everyone has to know that you could do what you want with meiser money. Because the ikar matoy of meiser money was really that the anim will get the money. Just, you have to know that the meiser, you're allowed to use it for all different tzrochim that we'll see later. Marshal, if they're coming to collect for an organization as that, they try to find to a medicine from a machle. You're also allowed to use meiser money, we'll see later. Again, not like a tchile, and it's not me'ikar adin. But the meiser, we'll see maybe even a goyish one. Because if it'll be a medicine, also Yidden will have a lawyer from it. So again, we'll see, this is the protim. But this is the reason, because all of these shailas, Shlomo Zalman says, if b'shas you kabole, but you have to decide it, that b'shas you kabole, because if not, could be the kabole is a kabole of dvar mitzvah. Now, let me go a shtick in lemaisadik, how you mafrish. It's two zachen every time when you learn Meister Ksofim, it's two zachen. It's keren v'revach. Keren means someone gave me $100. This is keren. I take the $100 and I invest it and I make $20. The $20 I call revach. From the $20 for sure I have to give $2 to Meister. From the $100, also I have to give 10 lemaisa. Some people over the doors didn't give money from keren. They only gave money from revach. Lemaisa is, midav gave it also from revach, but could be a monlaf kaminas. What is revach? If you're teaching in a school and you get a wage, this is revach. If you're working in camp and you get money, this is revach. Now, we'll start to go Keseda. The first easy thing that you have to be mafrish is metziah. You find a metziah, you found $100 in yeshiva, If it doesn't belong to no one, you have to give $10 to tzedakah. Then we'll see a bacher that is poor, what is a bacher? If a normal bacher that is not poor, because he has where to eat, that's heitzishkin poor. A bacher that has where to eat, has where to sleep, he's looked after, he doesn't need everything what he needs, he gets, he has to be mafrish meister from this money. The money that he gets from his parents, we'll see in a minute. But he found $100, he has to give it $10 to tzedakah. But he mentioned once, this is b'ktzor mamish, it's a machlekes, Reb Chaim Kanievsky with Reb Eliashiv, what would be if you found $100? Al pi halacha, it's yours. But you're a tzaddik, you feel bad, and Ingeman lost it. You go around, and you give it back to that Ingeman. Reb Chaim Kanievsky like this. If that Ingeman is poor, subsidy, you're giving the whole thing for tzedakah. But if that person that lost it in the end is not poor, it's the bocha that Baruch Hashem has enough money. But he says it's his, and you feel bad, it's not straight, you give him back the money. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, me'ikar halacha, the money is yours. So before you give him back, you have to take 10 to tzedakah. You can't give him back the whole $100. If you're not taking off 10 to tzedakah, you're not mekayim meiser geld. Because you owe meiser geld money. If the enemy is poor and you're giving him the money, look, the ganzer giving him the money is also meiser. But if... What? Not only that, wait, that rich bocher that got his money back, like Ibrahim Kanievsky, also has to take off 10 from Iser. Because Al-Pi Halacha didn't have to get back his money. So if you found $100, you take off 10, you give him 90, he takes off 9, he's left with 81. So if you find $100 and you give it back to a rich bocher, he has to be left with 81. Could be he doesn't keep Iser. But then eventually he will not be rich, as they state. And if he is, it means that he's eating the Ulamabe. You know, it's a different zach. It's not kedai nato, but it's not unzer itz. We now want to go to the. So this is mitzir. Rabbi Yashiv holds you don't have to. Rabbi Yashiv holds you mekay hashor saveda lifli b'shur asadim. The money goes back to the person. That's garnished. We said once already in Shir that the nesivus. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings a ayah from the nesivus. The Malkitzedek Melech Sholem, when he came back from Sdoim. So the Avraham Avinu told, "Kol asher titel li vayitel li ma'aser mikoil." So the afloah, the nesivus learns pshat. The afloah learns pshat, and the ifeinayim that Avraham told Melech Sdoim, "Take back everything. I don't want it." But be'etzem Avraham Avinu won the war, so everything was belonged to Avraham Avinu. So before he gave it back to Melech Sdoim, he took a tenth off to give to Malkitzedek. Because if he will give the whole back to Sdoim, Avraham Avinu will not be Yetzer Ma'aser Ksofim. Because al pi halacha, Avraham Avinu will zayichen all the money from Sdoim. So Avraham can't give back everything to Melech Sdoim. He owes to Ma'aser. So first he gave Malkitzedek a tenth, and he only gave Melech Sdoim back 90%.
Malkitzedek
was a kohen. Ma'aser could be also a kohen, but this is really a bazunda. Doesn't seem to ask him that Yaakov Avinu took in Ma'aser. But I will say Lukim is called a terekula. Okay, this is Metzias. Now we are going to presents. Presents, steht in Rabbi Yehuda, if your grandparents or someone gives you money, you chayv in Ma'aser again. Presents, not money for living. You got Chanukah money, you have to give Ma'aser. V'shechein no agoril. Now, the Shaila is like this. What would it be if you got a present, not money? Someone gave you a cell phone present. Someone gave you a safer. You have to be mafrish meister from the safer or not. So it's a big machlekes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Chazanish told him that the minig is not. The minig is not. But Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that the right thing is to mafrish. He says you don't have to sell it, but one of the two. Either if you have extra money to give it, either eventually if you sell it, then you will have to give ma'aser from it. Reb Eliashiv holds you don't have to. So it's a lot what to be saying, especially if you're very rich, maybe then. But lo yitzur, you're not living berevach, there's a lot of what to be saying that if you got items, not money, you're not mechuyev to be mafrish. Now, the Steibler himself said, but what if they gave you money to buy a present? The Steibler, Ho B'Shem B'Chazanish, you have to be mafrish ma'isa. Was a ma'isa in Bnei Brak, Shrek Lecha ma'isa, and your gemar got married, and when he was a bacher, he asked for a deer. Now, it's Yisrael, people ask for a deer. So the Shver told him, okay, he got married, he gave him $150,000 cash, go buy a deer. The deer was $150,000. Chazanish told him, 15 go to tzedakah. He told the Chaznish, but I can't buy the house. He told him, buy it from a gmach. But you're not allowed to use it. You're mechuyev to mafrish ma'isa. Rabbi Yashiv holds nisht hazeh. The Steipler, the ma'isa of the Chaznish. A bacher went to the Chaznish. Again, Rabbi Yashiv holds nisht hazeh. That if the money was given for you to buy metaltalim, you do not mechuyev to mafrish ma'isa from it. So again, tzidor vos to be soymech. Tzidor vos to be soymech. In Bnei Brak, what they do is, they ask the Shver not to give the money, to buy it and to give the house. So he buys the house for himself and then he gives it. Again, because we have three shittas. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, I spoke today to this Baal Tzedakah, he told me he gave myself from his apartment. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him it will take time. Every year, take off a little bit. Eventually, before you die, you'll finish with myself on your apartment. This young man, he lives in Yilu. He's in yeshiva sometimes, he comes to Odin Gemad, Shem Zalman told him, and he was mafrish ma'isa from apart, he's not rich, Baruch Hashem, he's rich in Ander Zachen today, but I just don't want, he asked not to be, I'm not mentioning him. So, you know, he said to every morning he's in yeshiva here, so you could go ask him. Shem Zalman told him to be mafrish money, and he was mafrish money from his apartment. So Shem Zalman told him. Again, Rabbi Yashiv holds, you don't have to. So why I'm saying all these Zachen? Again, I don't want to be machriya dizachin. I'm just explaining why I'm saying it. The ikar halacha to know that on items and these things you don't have to be mafrish. Amirza Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu yarchiv gvulchem, and you will have parnosa b'shefa. To know, so I went to find out today that Sliyanki Fisher said that he doesn't believe Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that the Chaznish said that you don't have to mafrish from items. So the Yid Reb Dov Yafis, the Alter Yid and Mashgiach from Kfar Chassidim, so they went to ask him, he was there when they came to ask the Chazanish. And the Chazanish said that from items you don't have to be mafrish. Aber du weißt nicht welche Glicklach und welche Shefa und Atzloche v'zayin to the Yid al b'mafrish also from Metaltelem. So again, you have to know it. Well, the Zachin, you have to know, Iker Adin, Tzidov was to say Mechzayin, we'll go weiter. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, what would be if a person promised Lama Zogun to give to support his son-in-law? So it's two kinds of promising. It's one promise, I'll give you money, you can do what you want. Then, it's not so partial. We'll see in a second. But we'll speak first, he promised to support him, to give him food, and to give him rent, to find him a partner, to give him food. Just, he tells him, listen, I'm not interested every day to go to the grocery to pay, so tell me how much it is and I'll give you a check. There's a Moshe Feinstein, it's Kiilu, he's giving him food. He's giving him rent, he's giving him food. The way we have going on Bochum, Bochum is different. Bochum will look at it different. But I don't know, I'm a married person. If he told him, I will support you, not I will give you money, I will support what you need. Just instead of every clothes you want to buy, tell me how much it costs. So the money is given for that things, you don't have to be mafrish. Now, what would it be if the parents give you money because they want you to sit and learn a couple years after your chasen and Eretz Yisrael? So they support you. It's a big machlekes. Reb Moshe says, Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to give myself from that money, even if it's a money for apartment and for food. Your parents want you to learn a couple years about Eretz Yisrael, be Yishuv Hadas, and if you will start to take away the money, like the Moshe, you will have less Yishuv Hadas. You will learn less good. You are gone. They ask him to pay, Yishuv is asking that you will sit with Nuchas HaNefesh to learn for 2 years. If you take off from that money, if you're putting money on the side and you're saving it for good days, so then for sure you're Mechuyev in Ma'aseh. We're speaking that you have enough money, just you want to be mitzamtzem to be mafrish ma'aser. So Reb Moshe is maker. Rabelski from America wants to tie it. He has your interesante kule. Rabelski tie is azay. If your parents are mafrish ma'aser already, you don't have to be mafrish ma'aser. But if your parents are not mafrish ma'aser, or they're giving you ma'aser money, could be the parents are allowed to support the kids for ma'aser money. See if we get it. But could be the parents may be allowed, they don't have to tell the kids, but they could give it for ma'aser money. So you get ma'aser sitting and learning, supporting him for ma'aser money. We said a lot of good things you're allowed to do with ma'aser money. So the parents are allowed to support him. Then the Gemara has to give ma'aser. Because this money was never ma'aser. So it's like this. If the parents are giving ma'aser, so the parents Be'etzem got $1 million, they took $100,000, they gave it to tzedakah. Now with this $900, they're allowed to do what they want, right? They're allowed to buy houses, they're allowed to go to vacation. They want to see the kids enjoying themselves. This is what they wanted to do with their money. So they had $1 million, they took ma'aser, and with this $900, they like to see the kids happy. So this is what they're using the money for. So you can't say that they also have to pay. Masha'enken, if the parents are using the ma'aser money to support the kids, so the kids for sure are mechuyim. So again, in this zach, you have to, when you marry, to ask a shayla. It changes from a person to a person. I'm just meaning to say, even that you makpid on ma'aser money, lama zogin, your parents are supporting you. But your grandparents, you had a kid, your grandparents gave you $2,000. You have to remember, ma'aser k'safi. From after my chasna, the years I'm here, the yeshiva gives you a check, but you have to give ma'aser. The money that your parents gave you to support is ways to be making in it. And again, the psak changes from if you have extra money, if you don't have extra money. Now, if you put money in a bank, you have account money from bar mitzvah, you have money in an account. So every year, the money that it makes, you have to give ma'aser from the revach. From the revach, what it makes in the bank, you have to give ma'aser. Now, it's a big shaila. It's two kinds of investments. One that every year you get 10%. From that 10%, you have to give ma'aser. A tenth. Now, it's two more kinds of investing. It's one investor that it's, I don't know how you say it exactly in English, but it's that it stays, you know, you want the amount of the money to stay, you attach it to the living echbeis. So there you don't have to pay money because it's the same. It's the same volume of the money be'etzem that was before. Again, sometimes you have this plus 2%. So then the 2% you have to give. Or sometimes the government decides that the living went up, but l'maisa, the bread is the same price. So then you have to give. Now, it's another zach stacks. A lot of people, their money is invested in stacks. There is a big shaila how you mafrish the maisa. Because it goes ups and downs, up and down, up and down. Yeah? If you mafrish every week, you could be at the end in a minus. Because some weeks you make money, some weeks you lose. So the weeks that you make, you will take off money. Then you will lose. And then you will... So dear, the ma'aser, what the aloch and ma'aser is, you take the whole year together, and you make a cheshbon, if I gained or I lost. In these kind of markets, some people's hold, if it's closed for 10 years, you look in the end of the 10 years. You don't have to check every year. They put it in your bar mitzvah, you had 7,000. When you're getting married, you plan to take it out. If it's 50,000 there, you give him that, you give ma'aser. If you come in 6,000 there, you don't give ma'aser. You don't make a cheshbon that, you know, 5 years ago, before the war, it was 100. It went down, went up. You don't make a cheshbon. How much it was there, how much I have now. Now, the Zel Bezach, if a person, Lamashal Abacha, asked me today, he went to camp, but no one paid his ticket, so he paid a ticket to go to camp, cost him $1,200, and he made $5,000 in the camp, with the tips. I said, this is what he gave him. He wanted to know from how much he has to be mafrish ma'aser. The answer is $3,800. The ticket is expenses. So it goes off. Some of the marshal sends, his wife goes to work, Bezos Hashem. So, but the ma'aser has kids in the house, so he needs a babysitter. His wife can't work if there's no babysitter. His wife, Rabbi Zogel, makes $1,000 a month. Babysitter costs $500. She only has to give ma'aser for $500. Because it's not a rebach. Now this is muskem lekule alme. It's some shitas that are makel that stam. You made Rabbi Zogel in camp $500. Chutz from that, you broke your glasses, Rabbi Zogel in camp. Goes off in the rebach. You tore your shirt, goes off in the rebach. Not only in the camp. During this bit of money, when you came back there to Israel, you did, someone broke in, you're missing $300, goes off of the rebach. Then, what is the lomdus? The lomdus is, I have to myself what Hashem gave me more in my life. I didn't get more, I got less. The other side says no. The money that came, this money I measure. The ikar shita is we don't add these little things inside. If you went to work, the ticket you take off. Not the glasses and not the breaking into your apartment. Why I'm bringing down this shita? Again, sometime when a bachur lamazogin is poor and he doesn't have, and the second word goes, that me'ikar adin maybe is not chayav in ma'isa and he's machmir on himself. But now he can't be machmir because his mom is stuck. We have tzirufin. We have to know that it's tzirufin. Now, a bocher in yeshiva. What ma'aser he has to be mafrish? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in a bocher is mekel much more from a married person, and I will explain. If your father, Lama Zogin, gives you money to pay rent, lo yare al hadas that you have to give ma'aser for that. You ask me, so what are the differences if your shver gave you money to buy a house? Shlomo Zalman said, maybe when you come home after supper, you have to mafrish ma'aser. You ate bread. The tenet is you're living off your father. Your father is ma'aser his money. You're living off your father. For a dira, even for buying some food. If the money is made for that, me'ikar adin, you don't have to be mafrish ma'aser.
And if you know your father didn't
know what? I don't know. Could be after, but I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't think so, because you're living off your father. But, what would be if your father told you you could buy what you want? Shlomo Zalman holds you chayev in ma'aser. Rabbi Yashiv holds that sometimes you're not chayev. Why? So Rabbi Yashiv, not because I'm not mechayev, because if you will use it, so you will ask your father for more money. Just I got it. Father gave you $300. He assumes he wants you to have a lot. You take off 30 and tell him, I'm missing money, I need another 50. And his father's not asking to give you 50 for ma'aser. He lets you to do everything, but he doesn't want you to do ma'aser. If your father mamish lets you to do everything, so then Rabbi Yashiv is also asking that you have to be mafrish ma'aser. But again, taking off dira, all of this base money for things that are clear, you don't have to be mafrish money. The extra money that you have, so again, the Rabbi Yashiv holds, if it's little money, you don't have to give. Shlomo Zalman holds that you have to give. But again, if Lama Zogin wanted to be close, Lama Zogin, you need a little bit to buy what to eat. You have an yeshiva, but your parents think that you need another $100 to have what to eat. And these are, you don't have to be mafrish. Just, you know, if you want, you can buy a sfarim, you can buy a chalais, you can have extra. And that money, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds, you have to be mafrish. Rabbi Yashiv holds, you don't have to be mafrish. Now, again, a bocher that doesn't have enough things, the hainu, especially in the mirror, it could happen, especially if you're in a dira, and you mamash short the money. Because you could pay the bills and all the zachem, me'ikar adin you not chayev in ma'aser. If you're in a normal yeshiva that you have everything given to you, it's not so posh to say that you're ani. You don't own money, but lema'aser you have what you need. Here, if lema'aser you need the money for your necessaries, for all the zachem, lama zogin you want to a laundry, you need to buy a new shirt, a mall, you need. You're not, me'ikar adin you're not chayev. Why I'm saying that? B'meila, when you ikar adin at chayev, and your parents give you money for something specific, avani you don't have to be mad for shmais. Avalam azalim, you're living home. But as man, you're by your parents. Everything what you need, they give you. And your grandparents give you money for Hanukkah, you have to mad for shmais. What? I said, I'm not saying dorms are not dorms. I'm just saying you have to know what is the shiur on it. It's hard to say. I'm not saying it ba'if and kloli. I'm just saying that we're going to say a shiur that the Bezos Hashem everyone will be makpid on my sechsofim. I'm just saying you have to know when you're a bachur. So money specific, you're not ma'aser. Money is not specific. Reb Shlomo Zalman says to be ma'aser. But the Yashiv holds that you're not mechuyah to be ma'aser, but maybe it's kedai to ask your parents that you can be ma'aser it. But I'm saying you have to know what kind of bachur you are. If le'ma'aser, you need the money. It's later one mamish b'ktzor, just one mechoshev ezach to know. Ma'aser geld goes the first thing to your brother, your sister, your parents, your cousin. More from real poor people. I remember right after my chasana, I went home to my shver. I said, no, I have my some money. I was in England, no, to where you give the money? He told me, I think your brother-in-laws don't have enough money. Why are you not sending it to them? So I was sure, how did you my some money? Bichlal. But that's the halacha. The ma'aser ksofim, so the place keeps saying you don't have to give everything for them. But you have to know if you have a brother or a sister that you know that they don't have enough. Or you know if your parents, lamazogim, had to go out their way to pay your wedding. The ma'aser ksofim is to give to them. Now, after them, the Midrash Tanchuma says, Ma'aser Ksofim goes to Amolei Torah. Amolei Torah. It's in Parshas Re'ei, it goes to Amolei Torah. People are sitting and learning. Now, the halacha is that you're not allowed to buy with Ma'aser Ksofim, tzitzis, tefillin, esreg, lulev, you're not allowed to buy it in Ma'aser Ksofim. Because it's davar shebechoyvo. The poskim say, but lama zogim, if an esreg costs $50 and you want to buy a mehudar esreg for $150, that extra $100 you could use Ma'aser geld. Again, after you were matne, because it's not tzolchim mitzvah. It's not davar shebechoyvo. But the base dvorim shebechoyvo, you're not allowed to buy with Ma'aser Ksofim. Stop here.